Blog Talk Radio.
Welcoming you to another segment of our Building the Community Through Our Unity. And we've got to take this thing step by step and stone by stone. Tonight, we're going to have a fireside discussion about how you are managing your life, your time, and your money. How many of us are wasting time? And that's many of us. I have to look around myself sometimes and wonder how the day got past me. We have too many people that don't recognize how very valuable time and money is. And so how much time do we waste? Too much. So I need you to realize that tonight. I like when Dr. Benjamin Mays wrote a poem. He said, "I've only got 1 minute, just only 60 seconds in it. It's forced upon me. I can't refuse it. I didn't seek it. I didn't choose it. But it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it and give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute." And so what we've got to do is begin to find the keys to managing your time, managing your actions, and managing your money. The key to managing your time is to recognize that it's valuable, that it's worth something. I sit back and I talk to many people and I tell them, listen, Bill Gates has 24 hours, Oprah Winfrey has 24 hours, and Roxamillion has 24 hours. The difference in our money pretty much comes from how we utilize our time. And so when you get a handle of 1 minute, and you get that 1 minute charged, and you have 59 more minutes following the 1 minute that you are controlling, you are controlling a whole hour of your time in a very incredible way. And I don't want you to miss that point. I want you to get a pen, yes, call a friend, but I want you to stay tuned in tonight because I'm going to give you the news that you can use. I want you to go away from this program knowing that you've got some work to do. I'm going to give y'all some homework tonight. I want to give a shout out to our Underground Network group. We are evolving explosively, and I'm enjoying the journey. I'm enjoying the ride. We have some incredible black-owned, black-operated businesses, and so I give a radio high five out to those business owners who are staying in the press, who are grinding, who are making things happen, who are committed to the community. I know many people are talking to me about my collective economics method, and I told them it works if you work it. We have to begin to look at our businesses and support the businesses, circulate the black dollar to keep the capitals, to keep the doors open. And we have to begin to, as citizens of the Underground Network, we have to begin to take a critical look at how we're managing our money. So tonight I will not fail to talk about give every dollar you have a job. Oh, y'all not ready for me tonight, but I'm hot off the press. I want you all to begin to track your dollars and track your time. You know, I don't want any more. We're going into a very heavy spending commercial season. And I think that many of us react instead of being become intentional about how we spend our money. So, yeah, I'm giving you the business tonight. I want you to share pics on my page of the receipts showing me that you have supported a black business throughout your holiday spending, throughout your holiday season. Oh, I said it, and I won't take it back. Before I take it back, I'll add more to it. You know, I need you guys to be experiencing some of the black-owned, black-operated businesses, and through your word of mouth and your recommendation, I want you to share reviews with me to let me know, you know, when you went in the establishment, was it clean? How friendly? What was the customer service like? What was the quality of service like? You know, what kind of feedback do you get from people who come in and out of that establishment? Was the aesthetics properly in place on the inside of the building and the outside of the building? You know, timeliness of the service, was it on point? Did it take too long to get served? And, you know, I want for us to get into a dialogue and to get into a discussion about I call it constructive criticism of our black businesses so that we can give this kind of feedback to those business owners who have invested quite a bit to be in our communities and help them help us. We're not here to compare them with other establishments, but we are here to give quality feedback and to tell them what will help us market their business, because it takes a community in unity to do this thing and do it the proper way. And so I do want to say to most of you that our job is to build these businesses up. And part of that is the time we are spending in the business. Make that time work. Yes, you might be paying for some shoes or you may be paying for some hairdos, but make that time work. Take the time to look around our businesses and say, how could we help this person improve this service, improve this product, improve this skill? And then, you know, for me, I am never scared to put a sister or brother on blast when we are not getting the type of service that we deserve. You know, I'll give you an example. I went into a young black establishment, and I made it a commitment that I would eat my breakfast there. And I loved the fact that they had a breakfast served. However, you know, I was really confused with the menu. You know, what is your specialty for today? And when they bought me coffee, it wasn't piping hot. And when they bought me the coffee, they didn't have French vanilla cream. And I had to tell the brother, you know, this is what I drink and this is what I expect in probably our establishments. But I was very happy that I was received in a pleasant manner. And then I didn't have to carry the French vanilla cream out of my purse anymore because somebody heard me, somebody listened to the constructive, positive feedback, and they gained my business in the morning. However, I don't want you to be afraid to tell the truth. If the service, if the waitress take too long to take your orders while they combing their hair and putting their lipstick on, please feel accountable in that establishment to say, hey, you know, this would be some way that you could improve the business, and I would love to give a recommendation, but I can't do it until these little things get taken care of. You don't know how you doing your job will help them do their jobs better. I'm just not scared. I'm always prepared to give something back to our business owners, give something back to our community. I want them to respect my hard-earned dollar, and I want them to have a commitment not only to take my dollar but to turn that dollar back into the same community. That's where we're failing horribly. We are not making, you know, our business owners accountable to turn their dollars back into our community. And so we've got a lot of work to do. I know I do. And I hope that all my citizens in the Underground Network group, I hope y'all on board with making the changes that make a difference. We forget about those little things that make, you know, a big difference. So I want to get back on my topic about time. How are you using your time? I mean, when you look at an hour out of your day, what are you doing with your time? Because if you're wasting your time, you are wasting your life. I need people to be woke. I need you to be conscious, and I need you to be intentional about how you're spending the 60 seconds in your day, in your minute. Because if I can get you to master a minute, come on, somebody, if I can get you to master a minute, I can get you to master an hour. I can get you to master a day. I can get you to master a week. I can get you intentional about a month, and on and on and on. And we have to be that prepared as a consciously aware people that we are the change that we want to see. And so today, I want you, if you have not, this is your homework, if you haven't taken the time to look at how you spend your minute, I want you to just walk through a day with you. And I want you to write down on a piece of paper, get you a notebook pad, and write down on a piece of paper from the time you get up to the time you retire, what has been accomplished in your day. And I want you to be honest with yourself as you do this, because I'm going to check your papers. How much of your time is wasted on things that had nothing to do with your things to do list, had nothing to do with the goals you set for the day, were distractions? And this is the point. I don't want any time that's unmanaged to interrupt your greatness for the day. You got to get up intentional. You've got to make up your mind what you're going to set before you as task to achieve. And some days you just got to let nothing separate you from accomplishment. Nothing separates you from being a finisher. Nothing separates you from being great about and excellent about your service, your skill, and your ability. I'm just giving you the business, because I think that we need to start minding our own business and taking care of the loose ends that we find in our way. And so I have more conversation than I ever have time, but I want to leave you, my friends, with this point. If you have $100 for this holiday season, I want you to give every dollar, every 100 of those dollars, a job. Let that money go to work for you. Maybe this Christmas you don't buy all a toy, buy all the games. Maybe this Christmas you take 50 of that 100 and you go buy a Roth IRA for your baby, or you go buy life insurance for a family member. I'm just saying. There are some things that you need to do to give your money a purpose, to give your money a direction, give your money an assignment. This is Roxamillion, and I'm giving you the business. You don't have to like me, because I'm going to love you anyway. I just want you all to know that we have another episode scheduled, so I want you again to get a pen, call your friend. But stay tuned into building our community through unity. You guys be blessed, be bossed up, and go out there and make things happen.